I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Despite the fact that the long winter months have set in, hunting season continues as we wait for spring. We'll talk a little more about some of the late season hunting opportunities right after this.
You wouldn't expect your child to jump on a bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
Although most West Virginia sportsmen do the bulk of their hunting before the year is out, there are a few who are still out there beating the bushes and in the snow trying to shake out some game.
There's still a month of hunting to go, and of course it's the bunny hunters and the grouse hunters that are still out there beating the brush after them, and they're a hardy lot, though.
Jim Evans with the DNR. Evans mentioned rabbit hunting, which is still fairly popular, but admittedly is not what it once was with the decline of the family farm in West Virginia.
Back in the 50s and 60s, a lot of people lived on farms, and these were all little working farms. Maybe they had a second job, but they worked the farm, and there was a lot more farm game habitat, so we had a lot of rabbits. When I grew up on our little place there, we always hunted rabbits to supplement the table fare, and there was quail and other farm game species around. But as that's disappeared, as everybody has kind of abandoned the farms, and it's grown up now to it's even past grouse habitat into woodland.
But there is still some good rabbit hunting out there. You just have to look a little harder. The other major game being pursued at this time of year is the grouse, and although never overabundant, Evan says the data shows the bulk of them this year are going to be in the high mountains.
Brood reports were good in the mountains this year, and in the south they weren't very good, and you know, that's the exception rather than the rule. Grouse hunting's been really good in the south, but I'm sure there's still a lot of grouse down there from the adult grouse, but it looked like the mountains was the best production this year.
And the other activity remaining fairly new style of hunting in the state is for coyote, and Evans tells us if you want a challenge, look for a coyote.
Coyote hunting's a real challenge, and try to call them in, and most people do it during the daytime or early morning or late evening, but some people use those amber and red spotlights and apparently have pretty good success.
And several of the bird seasons remain open, as well as the squirrel season, particularly for those who enjoy hunting them with dogs. Kick that cabin fever, get yourself bundled up in a field, and enjoy some of the last hunting of the season in the next few weeks. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.